Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We like to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's changing and what's coming next in the world of manufacturing.
Absolutely. And there's one technology that's really starting to make waves and move beyond just the theoretical.
You're talking about artificial intelligence, AI.
Exactly. We're seeing AI popping up more and more across different industries. But today we're going to zero in on its role in the extrusion world.
Right, because it's not just a buzzword anymore. There are real practical applications for AI that can make a difference for businesses like yours right now.
And to really understand those applications, we dug into some fascinating research and case studies. We've been looking at this pasted text. This gives us a great overview of AI's impact on extrusion.
So our mission today is to break down the most important takeaways from that material. We want to give you a clear understanding of how AI is actually being used in extrusion today.
And more importantly, how it can benefit your operations in a very real, tangible way. So let's dive in.
Okay, let's start with how AI is actually being implemented in extrusion processes. The material we reviewed highlighted optimization as one of the key areas where AI is making a big impact.
And it all starts with data. Extrusion equipment is packed with sensors that generate tons of data. We're talking about temperature, pressure, speed, material flow. All this information is constantly being generated.
And humans, no matter how skilled they are, can only process so much information at once. But AI thrives in this data-rich environment.
Exactly. AI algorithms can analyze massive amounts of data in real time. They can spot patterns and identify anomalies that might be completely invisible to a human operator.
And this isn't just theoretical. The pasted text had a really compelling example using temperature sensors. So let's say you've got AI monitoring temperature readings across your entire extrusion line.
Right. And AI can learn what normal temperature fluctuations look like. So when it detects a deviation from the norm, even a slight one, it can raise a flag.
And here's where it gets really interesting. It can actually predict when a piece of equipment might be heading towards a failure, before it actually breaks down and causes a major disruption.
Yeah. Think about it. Unexpected downtime is a nightmare for any operation. It halts production, leads to wasted materials, throws off delivery schedules.
Not to mention the costs of emergency repairs and the lost production time, it can be a huge hit to your bottom line.
But with AI-driven predictive maintenance, you can schedule maintenance proactively. You can address potential issues before they become major problems.
It's like having a crystal ball that tells you when a machine needs attention. And that can save you a ton of time, money, and headaches.
Absolutely. Now, beyond predicting problems, AI can also play a role in optimizing the extrusion process itself. It can make real-time adjustments to key parameters like temperature and pressure to ensure consistent product quality.
So instead of relying on manual adjustments and guesswork, AI can fine-tune the process on the fly. So what does that actually mean for someone running an extrusion business?
It means reduced waste, fewer products that don't meet specifications, and greater consistency across your entire output.
And when you're producing consistent, high-quality products, it builds trust with your customers, which is invaluable.
It also translates to significant savings on raw materials. You're not throwing away as much because the AI is helping you get it right the first time, consistently.
So we've touched on the overall benefits, but let's get a little more granular. The pasted text broke down AI's role in extrusion into three key applications.
Yeah, and one that we've already discussed, but it's worth revisiting, is predictive maintenance.
We've talked about the basic concept, but how does AI actually approach predictive maintenance in a more sophisticated way?
Well, AI can analyze data from a whole network of sensors, not just temperature sensors. We're talking about vibration sensors, acoustic sensors that listen for unusual sounds, even analyzing the composition of lubricants.
It's like having a team of specialists constantly monitoring every aspect of your equipment.
And by combining all that information, AI can pinpoint exactly which component is showing signs of wear and tear. It can even give you an estimate of its remaining lifespan.
So you're not just getting a vague warning that something might fail. You're getting specific, actionable insights that allow you to address potential problems with laser focus.
And that kind of precision maintenance is incredibly valuable. You can replace or repair only what needs attention, instead of overhauling entire systems unnecessarily.
That saves you time and money, and it reduces the overall downtime associated with maintenance.
Now, the second key application highlighted in the pasted text is quality control.
Traditionally, quality control has relied heavily on manual inspection. Someone has to physically examine products for defects. It's time-consuming and prone to human error.
But AI is changing the game. By leveraging sensors and high-resolution cameras, AI can analyze products in real time as they're being produced.
So it's not just a snapshot inspection at the end of the line, it's continuous monitoring throughout the entire process.
And because AI can process visual information so quickly, it can detect even the most subtle defects that a human inspector might miss.
It's like having an army of microscopic eyes scrutinizing every inch of your product.
And the best part is that AI can provide immediate feedback, allowing for on-the-spot adjustments to the process.
So let's say the AI detects a tiny flaw in an extruded profile. It can alert the operator immediately, and adjustments can be made to prevent a whole batch of defective products.
Exactly. And over time, AI can actually learn which process parameters tend to lead to specific defects. So it's not just identifying problems, it's helping you prevent those problems from happening in the first place.
It's a continuous improvement loop that drives higher quality and efficiency.
And finally, the third application discussed in the pasted text is process optimization.
We've talked about optimizing specific parameters like temperature, but how can AI contribute to optimizing the entire extrusion process from start to finish?
Well, think about the flow of materials and energy through your facility. AI can analyze data related to material feed rates, energy consumption patterns, cycle times for different products.
It's like having a bird's eye view of your entire operation.
And by analyzing all that data, AI can identify bottlenecks, inefficiencies, areas where resources are being wasted.
It can point out where things are slowing down or where energy is being used inefficiently.
And it can suggest or even automatically implement changes to streamline the entire process.
So it's not just about making incremental improvements. It's about potentially uncovering entirely new ways of operating that are more efficient and cost-effective.
Exactly. And this optimization can also be tailored to meet specific customer needs. If a customer requires a product with very tight tolerances or unique material properties, AI can help you achieve those exact specifications consistently.
So it's all about precision, efficiency, and meeting those evolving customer demands. Now, I know that for some people, the idea of integrating AI into their existing operations might seem a bit daunting.
Sure, it can feel overwhelming. That's why the Pasted Text provided some really practical advice for anyone looking to get started with AI and extrusion.
One of the key recommendations was to start small. Why is that so important?
Because it's all about managing complexity and building confidence. If you try to implement AI across your entire operation all at once, it can be too much.
It's better to pick one specific area, maybe predictive maintenance on a critical machine or AI-powered quality control on a specific product line.
That way you can learn, adapt your approach, and see tangible results without disrupting your entire operation.
It's like dipping your toes in the water before diving headfirst. And once you've had some success with a small-scale implementation, you can build from there.
The text also emphasized the importance of choosing the right AI platform.
So what are some of the key things to consider when evaluating different platforms?
First and foremost, you want a platform that's user-friendly for your team. It shouldn't require a PhD in computer science to operate.
It needs to be intuitive, easy to understand, and something that your team can actually use on a day-to-day basis.
You also want a platform that's adaptable to the specific needs of your extrusion processes. Not all AI platforms are created equal.
Some might be better suited for certain applications than others, so it's important to choose one that aligns with your specific goals and challenges.
And ideally, you want a platform that has a proven track record in the extrusion industry. Look for vendors who understand the nuances of extrusion and can provide tailored solutions.
Another crucial point highlighted in the pasted text was the importance of training your employees.
You can have the most advanced AI system in the world, but if your team doesn't know how to use it or understand the data it provides, it's not going to be very helpful.
So training is absolutely essential. Your team needs to be comfortable interacting with the AI platform, interpreting the data it generates, and making decisions based on that data.
It's about empowering your workforce to leverage AI as a tool for continuous improvement. And it's also about addressing any potential resistance to new technologies.
When people understand how AI can benefit them and their work, they're much more likely to embrace it.
The source also recommended continuous monitoring and refinement of your AI implementation.
It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. You need to keep an eye on how the AI is performing and make adjustments as needed.
Right. AI systems are constantly learning and evolving. So you need to make sure that the algorithms are still relevant, that the data is being interpreted correctly and that the system is delivering the expected results.
It's an ongoing process of fine-tuning and optimization to ensure that the AI remains aligned with your goals and adapts to any changes in your operations.
And finally, the source emphasized the importance of involving the end users in the AI integration process.
You know, the machine operators, the quality control technicians, the people who are actually working with the equipment and the products every day.
Exactly. Their input is invaluable. They have the hands-on experience and insights to ensure that the AI system is not only technically sound, but also practical and user-friendly.
They can help identify potential challenges, provide feedback on the user interface, and ensure that the AI is actually addressing their real-world needs.
It's a collaborative effort that brings together engineers, data scientists, IT professionals, and the end users to create a truly effective AI implementation.
So to wrap things up, it's clear that AI has tremendous potential to transform the extrusion industry.
Absolutely. We're talking about the possibility of optimizing production in real time, predicting equipment failures to minimize downtime, and improving product quality and consistency across the board.
It's about creating a more efficient, cost-effective, and responsive operation that can meet the evolving demands of customers.
And the benefits outlined in the pasted text: reduce downtime, lower material costs, higher quality products, increased efficiency. Those are all very real and attainable goals.
So for you, our listener, I want you to think about this. Which area of your extrusion process could benefit most from AI integration? What's the one thing that keeps you up at night, or the one area where you see the most potential for improvement?
And once you've identified that area, what's the first step you can take to explore AI as a potential solution? It might be talking to a vendor, researching different platforms, or simply having a conversation with your team about the possibilities.
The future of extrusion is being shaped by AI, and those who embrace this technology early on are going to have a significant advantage in the years to come. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.